Central United Methodist Church in Traverse City is a place where the homeless seek shelter. They eat breakfast here and they talk with each other. Sometimes at night they sleep in a patch of woods behind the church. That's what David Whitney was doing last 4th of July weekend.
I was sleeping and these young fellows come up and just started kicking us when we were asleep.
The attack sent Whitney to the hospital. He had a brain hemorrhage, a broken nose, and he needed 27 stitches in his face. Whitney says there were three attackers, all of them young men.
I think they were just out trying to do something, whatever. And it was like easy. People are sleeping, go kick them around and go to the next group of people and kick them around. And why would you do that? I don't know.
Police arrested two men for the attack, but Grand Traverse County Prosecutor Bob Cooney says he only had enough evidence to charge one of them.
You know, certainly this was a disturbing assault.
Cooney charged 19-year-old Traverse City resident Myingan Brouker with misdemeanor aggravated assault.
We reviewed all of the facts, including the medical records, to determine what was an appropriate charge in the case. And what I can tell you is that the most serious charge that we have evidence to support charging is the aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault carries a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison or a $1,000 fine. And that doesn't sit well with the victim, David Whitney.
That's too bad that it's just a misdemeanor, because those people, they could have killed us, you know. You're laying there and they come up and kick you as hard as they can in your head. You know what? That's like attempted murder to me. That's not assault.
Cooney wishes he could charge Brouker with a more serious offense, but he says the evidence just isn't there for a charge like attempted murder. It would be easier, he says, if Michigan had a law like they have in Florida, Maryland, and Maine. In those states, if you attack a homeless person, you can be charged with a hate crime, and you can receive a much longer sentence.
I think it sends a message that we're not going to tolerate violence against homeless persons, and I think that's important.
A study by the National Coalition for the Homeless says that since 1998, more homeless people have died from bias-motivated violence than all of the other currently protected classes combined. The coalition is spearheading a national movement to add protections for the homeless into hate crime laws. Columnist Michael McGough wrote about these issues for the Los Angeles Times when California tried to add homeless people into its hate crime law. McGough isn't buying the argument that homeless people are targeted because of bias or hatred. He thinks it's more likely that people attack the homeless because it's easy.
Is there a pervasive prejudice against homeless people in society that's really comparable to prejudice against African Americans? I'm not really sure the answer to that question is yes.
McGough says the other problem is that hate crime laws are being watered down by more and more protected classes. There was a push in California to add veterans to the state's hate crime law, and last year Louisiana became the first and only state to add police officers as a protected class.
And I think the problem with that sort of bidding war is that eventually every crime of violence becomes a hate crime.
McGough says the real problem is that penalties for assault just aren't tough enough.
What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to sort of make a statement, or are you trying to deter people from attacking homeless people? And if you could accomplish the latter without playing around with hate crime statutes, why wouldn't that be enough?
Right now, there is no effort in Michigan to add homeless people to the state's hate crime law. 2 years ago, Traverse City passed a homeless bill of rights, a symbolic resolution. It says homeless people should have a right to, quote, move freely without harassment or intimidation. But homeless advocates like Randy Parcher say attacks have actually increased.
We hear about ones that never make the newspaper or make the news or things like that. I mean, here's those four there. I know someone who was in their tent. They got attacked by three or four teenagers. There's this one last night. There's been one a few days ago. I mean, this is a lot more increase than what has been in previous years.
David Whitney says that since the attack last July, things have changed for him.
Well, I'm more paranoid. I mean, it's taken away my more of my trust for people, you know. That's discouraging because you like to trust everybody and think everybody is your friend and stuff like that, and this is just tearing that apart, you know. So
Mayingen Brouker, the man accused of attacking Whitney, is scheduled for trial later this month. Brouker has maintained his innocence since his arrest. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.